From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. put Iran on notice at the U.N. Security Council Friday over an anti-government protest in the Islamic Republic, where more than 20 people have been killed and scores arrested in the past week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members by calling for that public session. She said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation, the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, instead of at home. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out at the media Friday as a provocative new book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, hits the stands, portraying the first year of Trump's presidency as one in shambles and him as childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. In a late Friday tweet, Mr. Trump said Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Social media giant Twitter has reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against some calls from users for the company to ban U.S. President Donald Trump. In a blog post Friday, Twitter said it would not block the accounts of world leaders, even if their statements are controversial, because of a need to promote discussions about public policy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet at the Camp David presidential retreat to establish the administration's 2018 legislative priorities and devise a strategy for midterm elections in November. Vice President Mike Pence and several cabinet secretaries are also attending. The president is looking for more legislative successes after the recent passing of his tax overhaul bill. Topics on the list of legislative priorities will include the budget, infrastructure, immigration, welfare reform, and midterm elections. The president posted on Twitter late Friday, "Good idea, Iran." This is in response to a tweet from Senator Rand Paul about ending aid to Pakistan. The United States said its decision to suspend military aid there will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
"We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship."
And Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action that would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on Tuesday. VOA's Bronwyn Benito reports.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Observers say any dialogue between the North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability within the region. Malaysia has now agreed to allow a U.S. firm to resume the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. This disappeared in March of 2014. Malaysian Transport Minister Leo Tiong Lai says that the Ocean Infinity, which is a seabed exploration company, is doing the search on a no-fine, no-fee basis. This means the company will not be paid if it does not find that plane. The Boeing 777 vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, with 239 people on board, sparking one of aviation's greatest mysteries. The governments of Malaysia, China, and Australia called off the search for the plane in January 2017. Ocean Infinity said in a statement that it dispatched a search vessel earlier this week from the South African port of Durban to take advantage of favorable weather. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.